everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we were just going to take a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 9월 23일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one came out in 1988, 1988년에 나오는 headline인데 this one here is gonna be about honey. Which, it's a quite a short headline too, so I'll read it two times just to make sure we get it. So here we go, let's take a look. It says, 가짜 꿀이 많이 나돈다. Isn't that short? It was like three words. Let me do it one more time for you all.
가짜 꿀이 많이 나돈다.
And so what that's saying there is a fake honey. So when we talk about something being fake, we use the term 가짜. 가짜. That's the term for fake. You know, you have real, like 진짜, and then we have the fake, the 가짜. And these fake or these like forged honeys, when we talk about honey, we use the term 꿀. 꿀. And you guys remember, I talked with Daniel about this too. When we have those 쌍글자, you gotta hit them really hard. Because if you just say like 꿀, you're gonna be talking about oysters. So we wanna make sure it's 꿀. 꿀. That's that honey. So fake honey, there's a lot of them circulating around. So that 많이 나돈다. So 나돌다 is the term we use when we're talking about circulating or something that's going around. So, you know, here we're talking about a physical object, honey, the 꿀. But you can also talk about words, you know, or like rumors or things like that that are spreading. And you can say like 말이 나돌다. 말이 나돌다. That could be like words or rumors are kind of circulating around. So it's a really useful term to know, 나돌다, for circulating. But this article here was talking about how honey was this really popular gift to give at Chuseok during this time in 1988. But there were a lot of fake or defective products that were being sold. And so they were kind of cautioning any buyers from buying these sort of things because apparently the Korea Consumer Protection Association, they basically checked out 9 different types of honey and found that only 2 were like best quality and 3 were like given the edible, like quote-unquote, you can eat it, it's not going to kill you, but it's just, it's not the best quality. And it's kind of a waste in terms of the money that you're spending on the product, even though it's defective. But the rest of them, there were 4 of them that were completely, like, not meeting the standards that were set by the 보사부, which is the health department. And so they were talking how they measured this based on about 3 different things. It was, like, the sugar that was in there, the impurities, and then the level of enzymes. These 3 things they were checking, and they said that they found most of these honey products were defective. It didn't mean that the whole company as a whole was bad, but it was saying that, you know, these poor test results here were coming up for certain products, and that it, even though it wouldn't be harmful to your body, it makes them less valuable. And so it's kind of just like, what you should do is really take the time to check the product labels, check the distribution facilities, making sure you're buying quality product for your money, and then you're not, you know, wasting that on something that's defective. They said the reason that it's so easy to make these 가짜 꿀 is basically because you just mix starch syrup and yeast, and it's so hard to distinguish that from real honey. It looks really similar. So that was something that was going on there at the time. For me, I would have probably been fooled a bunch because I love honey. I put honey on everything. 뭐 그릭 요거트, 스무디, 홍차 등과 이렇게 그 섞어 먹으면 oh, 되게 맛있어요. Hey, you guys, it's so good. Especially on Greek yogurt. Like, that's my thing lately. Y'all know I love the yogurt. 근데 커피랑도 함께 마시면 진짜 맛있더라고요. I'm serious. You guys might think I'm crazy, but you mix it with coffee. I had a 벌꿀 라떼 the other day, and chef kisses. is so good. You should try it before, you know, anyone hates on it. But I'm curious about you guys. Do you like honey? Is there a specific food or drink that you like to eat honey with? Let me know. I want to get all your tips. Maybe I'll try it out myself. 네, 여러분은 꿀로 만드는 음식 중에 좋아하신 음식 있나요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. And now let's take a listen to our next song here. It's by Def Leppard and it's called Pour Some Sugar on Me. Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. Now, we were just talking about fake honey. 네, 아까 우리 가짜 꿀에 대해서 얘기하고 있었는데요. The 가짜 is the fake and 꿀 is the term for honey. And I was curious about you guys, what you had to say. And Adrian Linga here says, the only thing that you can assure it's real honey by looking at it. Since sugar crystallizes when cooled, it might be helpful. But the rule that I'm using is that real honey doesn't attract ants. Is that true? Is that scientifically proven? I did not know that. I'm going to have to write some of these down and check them when I get home. Natty Martinez says, ooh, honey with tea is the best combination. It's better than sugar and very healthy. You know what? When I lived in Russia, I drank honey with tea every day, at least 4 times a day. I had a tea honey addiction. It was a problem. Finally broke it, but then I changed it over to coffee. But you're right, Natty Martinez. There's really nothing better than a nice pot of tea. And then I just got a message in here from 4484님. It says, 학교 근처에 꿀 커피를 파는 커피 체인점이 있어요. 제 친구는 맛있다고 맨날 그것만 먹었는데 제가 먹어보니까 괜찮긴 한데 맨날 먹을 정도로 아니었어요. 저는 미숫가루 꿀 타서 먹는 걸 좋아해요. 꿀 타서 먹으면 적당히 달고 맛있어요. 오! 저도 그 아까 제가 말씀드렸는데 그 여기 그 방송국 근처에 있는 카페에서 그 벌꿀 라떼 안에 있는데 되게 맛있더라고요. But yeah, like you said, I don't know. 이거 맨날 먹을 정도로 아닌 것 같아요. I don't think I would eat it every day. Just probably like once in a while. 가끔씩만. I feel like sometimes. But thank you guys so much for your messages. I love reading them. But as you know, we do have one more headline to get to. So let's get to it.
Korea에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean.
That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean. I'm just going to break this headline down and give you those keywords, key phrases, just key information that you need in order to understand what's going on in the news these days. So, keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me.
And today's article is about something really fun. It's going to be about a contest going on here in Korea.
네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 공모전에 대한 내용이네요. So let's just get cracking. We'll take a look at this here in Korean first and switch it on over into English. It says here,
제2의 달고나 커피를 찾습니다.
Today we have really short headlines, don't we? So this is basically saying, looking for the second 달고나 커피. So when we talk about the second something, when we're saying the second, it's 제2의, 제2의. And then that 찾습니다 is to kind of find something, to look for something there. And usually it's talking about finding people or pets or items when you lost something there. But here, they're looking for the new hottest thing to kind of make this 집콕, the whole staycation, a little brighter and more interesting. As you guys know, here in Korea, we had a huge thing where 달고나 커피, like making that was a huge thing on SNS. Everybody was doing it. And now they're actually going to hold a contest, which is called, in English, if we were going to say it, it's Please Introduce Ways to Spend a Wise Staycation. And in Korean, we would say 즐거운 우리 집 집콕 놀이를 소개해줘. Or we're just going to shorten it now because that's way too long. We're going to say 질집소. 줄짚소. That's kind of that shortened 줄임말 for that there. But they're kind of basing this off a kind of a similar thing that happened in Australia. They had this competition there, a little outing. And the one in Korea here is going to be from September 24th to October 24th. And what you can do is film yourself kind of making something, you know, a video, whether it be like 3 minutes or less, and upload it to a personal blog or YouTube or SNS page and kind of put all the necessary hashtags. I'm not going to list them because there's way too many. And then you have the possibility where you could win an award for this. They're actually giving out a couple, like some money here as well. They're going to take 200 videos, and then the top 10 videos will each get 1 million won. And then the ministry is also going to give out awards that are worth about, you know, like some other things as well. I think they said they're giving out more than 40 million won in terms of awards. That is just crazy to me to think of. But as you guys know, the 달고나 커피 trend was a really big thing here. These days, a lot of people are making a 구름빵, which is cloud bread, and it basically looks like this jiggly ball of colorful goodness, and I love it, and I wish I knew how to make it, but I have no skill. But it's really cool. You guys should look it up on SNS. 구름빵, it's a really cool thing. If any of you try it, please tell me about your experience. For me, I think I would like to see a lot more art-related things. You know what? Actually, I'm going to see what you guys want to hear about first, what sort of things you have ideas for, and then I'll tell you more about mine. But, you know, let me know if you have any ideas for the comments in the TBS EFM YouTube livestream page. 네, 여러분만의 집콕돌이가 있으신가요? 50번의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글로 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드립니다. And now let's listen to our next song here. It's by Ben featuring Yosef and it's called 달달해. Baby, you, 날 그려 in the end.